It is another very warm and humid September day across the Northeast. Temperatures have moved well up into the 80s to near 90 degrees this afternoon, and our dew point temperatures are running in the upper 60s to right around 70, and anytime that dew point temperature reaches the 70 degree mark, it begins to feel oppressive. So we have heat and humidity, and a couple of thunderstorms as well across our area. A cold front continues to work its way from north to south through our region. And with that, there is the potential for a scattered thunderstorm as we work through the late day and early evening hours. As the front continues to sink to the south tonight, the chance for showers and storms will come to an end. So basically about 9 p.m. or so is a good end time for any thunderstorm activity. We'll see drier weather build in as we work through the late evening and overnight period, and it will turn less humid as drier air begins to come down from the north. Some areas of fog are likely as the night moves along, and temperatures will fall back into the 50s across the north, and in the lower to mid-60s for the capital region, temperatures will still be on the warm side south of Albany, running close to the 70-degree mark as the night moves along. And moving into the day on Friday, we'll see high pressure build in from the north. It's cooler and drier high pressure, so we're forecasting temperatures tomorrow that will be about 10 degrees cooler than what we are seeing today, and our humidity levels will be much, much lower, with dew point temperatures tomorrow running generally in the 50s to around 60. Now, having said that, it may be a little bit muggier across the south, as those areas will be a little bit closer to that front that will stall over the New York City area during the day tomorrow. And with that, there's also the chance for some lingering clouds, especially in our southern areas, as we begin the day on Friday. But overall, the idea is that tomorrow is a cooler and drier day in terms of humidity. We start off the weekend with quiet conditions. Temperatures on Saturday will be generally in the lower to mid-80s. It begins to turn a little bit warmer on Sunday, and for Labor Day Monday, temperatures could make a run at 90 degrees in some locations. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an early shower or storm, areas of fog, low 54 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an early shower or storm, patchy fog, low 54 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, areas of fog, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 80 to 85, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.